Pei-hei. So Pei-hei is a challenging ois, because it's giving a standardized hanhaga, whereas we have different personalities and how to deal with it. Let's see. Al tashmiya b'chutz kelecho. You shouldn't be out in the streets. You know that song, Ich Waltit Kahat Kayach Waltit Gasan Galofen, right? If I would have the strength, I'd be running through the streets screaming Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh. So, Al Tashmi B'chutz Kolecha. Don't make your voice heard out in the streets. Okay. Val Titzavach Kebehema. Don't scream like a behema. Mudurecha Yiu Benachas. And speak gently. Now, for some people, that comes very naturally. Right? You have these people which are even keeled, like nothing, you know, just nothing phases them. They're always like, you know, even keeled, like that, you know, you scream at them and say, "Oh, that's so nice. Thank you for pointing it out. I appreciate it very much." You know, like, you know, and you have the people like, you know, their nature is much more ebullient. They're more valuable, you know, those type of things. You know, you have this garrulous, shall we say. Other very complimentary adjectives about their speaking abilities. So what's the point? So Batim, if you look at the Rambam brings these down in Hilchos Deis in regards to the Hanhaga B'Talmud Chacham. That part of the godliness of a Talmud Chacham is the ability to have the self-control. That a person has a certain nichbad is how he presents himself. And the Rambam is very strong on that a Talmud Chacham has to have a certain self-respect, an internal covet of who he is and what he represents to the world. And from that vantage point, he needs to present himself in the appropriate way. And it's based on the Talmud Chacham is nicker in certain hanhagas. Batsim is probably Kedai, we should at some point in time go through that. Actually, I did it once in the Shmuz. I went through the Rambam, Parakei of Hilchos Deis, and Hagam of Talmud Chacham. One of the challenges we have with Yeshiva Bachrim is, you know, their first answer is Amana Talmud Chacham, you know, that's part of the training. So Chofetz Chaim says that, you know, a person has to, you know, there's a famous word they say over from the Rishoner, right? You know, say from others also. The Rishoner says a person has to have two pieces of paper in his pockets. One piece of paper says Mishili Nivra Ha'olam, like I'm partial to the godless of the whole world is totally in me. And another one says I'm not covered by paper. So the kunz is to take out the right piece of paper at the right time. So the Chofetz Chaim says, so they come to the person and say, you know, I would like you to get involved and take care of an issue. Says, me, Achman Gordish, the Nachman from Aver. And there's somebody insults you, say, you're insulting me? I'm the Galador! That's the wrong way of using the papers. Right? You know, that's not what they had in mind. You know, when they're insulting you, say, ah, Taka, no, Aver. Take care of something? Yeah, Taka can do it. I'm a Chasher person, etc. Right? So Shiro says, I'm Achman Gordish. Whether you like it or not, we represent her. We represent her to a community. So, Kel tells you he lives in Lakewood, you know, amongst the 10,000 Bnei Torah. So, you know, the guy next to me is a Talmud Chacham. The guy next to him, so I'm not representing her to him. You know, he's more knowledgeable than I am. But in a community where that's not the reality, we represent her to the community, whether we like it or not. So, there's a certain Chazal say that they look at us and say, wow, this person thinks before he speaks. He speaks in an appropriate way. He has a certain self-respect. He understands that you can't just, you know, act childish, etc. Now, do I have to sit there and make every single decision based on how people perceive me? This is one of the challenges. We don't define ourselves by what other people think about us. Not defining ourselves by what people think about us, and understanding that there are certain ways on huggers of covid which are a standard of the society is not a theorem, but getting the balance right is challenging. There's a law when a person comes to town, becomes a munal, partners on the tiberi, he can't do malacha publicly. Right? So, who's called the munal tiberi? What is called public malacha? Right? So, define public. So, I give you a mashal, which I have this. So, we moved here in 1997. So, the reality of this wonderful piece of property, which has a lot of leaves, which get caught in the gutter, and you have water coming down into your house because it's overflowing. So okay, great. So you clean out the gutters. You hired a guy to clean the gutters, and he charged me $60 for 15 minutes being up on my roof and cleaning house. I'm not paying $60 for 15 minutes again. So I go out and I buy an extension ladder for $60. I'll do it myself the next time. Okay, great. So of course, once you're up there, you realize you can't really go up there in your regular dress pants. So I have my pair of black jeans. I have a blue jeans. I have black jeans. It was all white shirt. So it's with my suspenders, So here I'm up on the roof. Actually, I was dealing with some growth of there was some fungi which is growing on the roof, etc. So I was up there with my sprayer, with my white shirt, black pants, suspenders, looking like the Chassidish, handyman. And up drives the driver from brings the people around collecting, and out come out two Rosh Hakolim with their kapotas, coming up the walk, etc. Now I'm on the roof. I'm not coming down to deal with them, So I figured they didn't notice me. They didn't look up. They didn't notice me, and they wouldn't recognize me anyway. The driver, when he gets to the house, he tells the people who's there, So he tells, this person's a Gevir, this person's a Rosh Hakolim, whatever. So they tell me I'm a big Gevir, spends a lot of money for me. So fine, I figured my wife's going to take care of them. I'm not saying hello. I'm a pretty friendly guy. I did not call down and say hello to them. Now the driver is this wonderful Sephardi guy from Baltimore who I'm very friendly with, and he notices me up on the roof. So he calls out from the car with a real loud voice, "Kibbutz Halev, Ma'alim Bakodesh, Ma'alim Bakodesh." Right? Okay. So meanwhile, these two Rosh Hakolim look up on the roof, where's he talking to? And they see me up there, and they realize that's Rosh Hakolim, So I think, was that an issue of doing malacha in public? I don't know. Maybe it was. They want to know. Explain to these two Rosh Hakolim from Eretz Yisrael that I'm busy getting rid of the fungi growing on my roof with my sprayer. I tried for a second. I said, whatever. Since my wife's down, it's an Ivrit. The wife's down. She'll take care of you. Thank you so much for coming. It was good. Have a good day. It was great. I wasn't embarrassed. I didn't know anything wrong. But there's a certain bonus, a person is a mechubad. A person, it doesn't do their malacha by himself in a public way. I don't think a roof is a public setting. I don't mind raking my own leaves, but I can hear somebody arguing, it's a pastish. Where's the shear when you draw the line for yeshiva bacher? There's also a line. There's certain things that are obvious. That the person dresses a certain way. We had a maisa here in the beginning years of the good old days of the yeshiva, which were they were good and they were old and they were days, but sometimes they weren't so good. So you have the situation of a bacher shows up in the cleaners. The same time as Rabbi Einemer walked in, this bacher was there, and he's there dressed in his basketball jersey with his shorts. She was on the bacher. So Rabbi Einemer went to the roof. like the Tani Shiva, the Lubacher walks around. Right? So of course he came back and he said to Rav Aaron, like, you know, like, so Rav Aaron said it's a favorite of Chazal. The Mor says in my Katan that, you know, that the person only has one choluk, so he's allowed to go wash his choluk publicly, but he has to do it in wearing it, you know, undressed, so people know why he's doing it on Kol HaMoed, because that's the heter. So he said he's mamash, he was at the cleaners being mekayim the din. Right? So Rav Aaron laughed, and that was that diffused that situation. Reiner himself, you know, what's the derech, the madrega of kovod? You know, Reiner was mechubet the gemenshin ad the moed. You know, the Reiner, we had a mice. He used to be tvei on the bokhem, the tuck on the shirt. Like, he couldn't be suitable the bokhem walking around with the shirt untucked. Like, you're a mechubet person. You don't walk around like a shlom. And tells that the tvei on the bokhem to wear ties. You give to the tvei on the bokhem to wear ties, because in those days, no respect, self-respecting businessman would walk around without a tie. You're not letting less kosher than a businessman, so you have to wear a tie. Nowadays, you're business people walking around in their gatkas, you know. So I don't know, like, and that's called normal. Like, I don't know, like, you know, because there's no muslim covered anything anymore. Right? So the bar has gone down too low. I can't take a bucket down there, you know. There's a drag of COVID. So there's. Rainer was walking down the hallway in the girls' school, and there was a young woman, a Balach Tshuva, like, dribbling a basketball down the hallway, you know. Like, so all of a sudden, Rainer shows up, and all of the girls are like, Oyvei, what's going to happen now, you know? Rainer puts up his hands. She throws the ball to him. They volley back and forth a few times. He's in the bathroom. He says, you know, put the ball away. Chinuch moment, you know, phenomenal chinuch moment. She didn't understand, so he made her comfortable, and then he moved on and explained to her that's not what she should be doing in the school. That's not how you, a person walks around the school. That's not what a bastard does. You're walking down the hallways. But he was able to have the balance and the shikul das. How much entails? I mean, the musig of being the chubid was such a powerful thing. The Rashiva Gifter was, you never saw him like his. He looked clean, he looked presentable, he looked mechubedek. I remember one time Shiva came to one of the Kenuse Torah to speak. Says the car drives up, and it's like, is this, you know, and like two of them get out, they stand by the door in attention, and their gifter gets out. It was like a whole, like a royalty coming, and that was Rashiva. Erev Shabbos, we used to play baseball on the baseball field, and Rashiva would walk by. You would stop, you don't play in front of Rashiva, you cover Rashiva. Rashiva walks by, your gift is walking by, and like we're all standing there. So Rashiva looks out and he says, play ball! You know, like, find the balance. Like, it wasn't when he discovered to say, you know, say that line, and that was it. You know, it wasn't internal that he was worried about like what people thought about him. Rashiva couldn't care less what you thought about him. I had a mice. You know, part of being a bachur in yeshiva is that you sometimes say things negative about your rosh yeshiva. It's like, that's part of being a bachur in yeshiva. I once had a mice. I was already a young man, and I was walking by, and there was a whole group of bachurim sitting there, and like saying lashon hara about the rosh yeshivas. So I walked by. I was already the pesuk in yeshiva. So I walked by, you know. I said, but reverse that. Yeah, there's a halacha in shulchan aruch which I've been looking for. I haven't found it yet. So really, what's the halacha? It says, the halacha says that a person has a white beard, he sits on Mizrach, you're allowed to say lashon hara about it. So I know it's true because everybody does it. It has to be true. I just haven't found where the source for it is yet. Do you know where the source for it is? And I walked by. That was the end of the line. They got the message, like, they should shut up. Yeah. You tell the Shabbat Rashiva, the local, you have to ask Rashiva, you have to ask Mechila. So it took me about like 6 weeks to get the gumption to ask for gift of Mechila. So one morning after Shacharis, I walked him back home, and like after hemming and hawing and hawing and hemming and hemming and hawing, I said, you know, I said, listen about the Rashiva. She looks at me. She said, you can say about me whatever you want. Have a good day. And he walked away. Boom. You're so not significant to me. I couldn't care less what you say about me. That's what the message was. I was like stunned. I was like, like this, you know, and the Rishiva just went right there, and that was like the message. But it was true. He couldn't care less what he thought about it. Like, it wasn't Teufels Machton by him. You know, he did believe it was right, but he had a self-respect of what it means to be. So part of the self-respect is we don't act in a way which seems to be not respectful to ourselves, childish. You know, there's a childlike in the sense, and there's childish. There's a mechubadik of what it means to be a Ben Taru. So that you don't walk around the screaming Meshugana. I had a chaver in yeshiva. He's got a very chush of a rav nowadays. Like we were in Kerel together. So an old friend of his drives up, and like he said, it's the middle of the street, you know. His name is Ronnie. So he says, "Here's Ronnie." Like the whole street heard him. There was a TV show where it started with "Here's Johnny," right? Like the whole street was staring at him, you know. And he wasn't his ball, you know, because that was him. That he wasn't his ball to do those type of things. He's got now very chashuv rav, you know, very very chashuv rav. You'll know his name. I'm not saying it. Was that the right thing to do for a young man to do? I don't know. You know, we thought it was very cute. You know, he laughed about it. Make it right there, but finding the balance is not an easy thing.